Power 107.5, Columbus's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to any given Sunday. Listen, you're listening to SP the Cool Kid. I'm your host, Yavis Ellis, with SP the Cool Kid, as well as Sasha Sherelle. I try to do something different and go in different, like, order this time. And you see how I blew that, SP? You see how I just messed it all up?
I'm cool with it. You said my name twice. So that made me look like the man.
Well, listen, man, at any given time, you can go to mycolumbuspower.com. You can check out the website, check out the Any Given Sunday tab, even check out some of the older shows that we've had, man, if you missed any great content. But before we went to the break, we were talking about Ray J and his girlfriend, and how his girlfriend, Princess Love, has reportedly been arrested and charged with domestic abuse and battery. And I think on our break, SP, you were saying, you know, it's Ray J. What did you mean by that? Like, what does that mean?
Reginald, I don't even know if his name is Reginald for real. I just like his name, Reginald. The first red flag he should have had is you can't have two nice statements and a girl you talk to. What do I mean by that?
Like
Princess in Love?
Yeah.
Like, you only gotta have one of those. You can be Princess Johnson or Love Jones. You can't be Princess Love. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Man, like, all right, okay, so look, in all seriousness, this is not something that definitely is to be laughed about. They said Ray J suffered several cracked ribs, a busted lip, and a torn ACL in the attack. Now, when you tear your ACL, normally that's like a football injury or a basketball injury, not your girlfriend beat you up type of injury. So, man, this is one of those things where, you know, you don't want to laugh about it because it's not really like a funny situation. But I think it's one of those things where I really want to know if there is any video that will surface of this. Or did it happen at a house? I mean, do you know where it happened at, Sasha?
It was a hotel in New Orleans.
Okay, so I wonder if they'll have any kind of surveillance camera or surveillance video of this. And was it something that they showed on TV or what? Because I don't watch the actual reality show.
No, this happened, I think
Mardi Gras weekend.
Yeah, it just happened.
Man, so, Sasha, when it comes to something like this, have you ever been in a situation where a guy has made you so mad that you want to put your hands on him?
I mean, no, because I feel like,
I mean, you ain't got too many full details, but
no, I mean, I just feel like if you put your hands on somebody, you know, they're bound to put their hands back on you.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be the one to test that and, you know, put my hands on a man because I don't want anybody putting their hands on me.
Right.
That's just how I feel. I feel like, you know, you can't just go around hitting men because you think you can.
Right. SP, do you feel like people are not going to take this assault serious because it's a woman hitting a man or what?
Well, I think people aren't going to take it serious because it's Ray J. So, it's, you know, it's an interesting place you put yourself into when you're a man in that situation. And what I mean by that is you can't hit the woman back, but what happens when it gets to a point of real bodily harm?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, tearing your ACL, that's something serious. Like, I mean, people repair it and everything, but athletes do. Like, normal people, when they tear an ACL, they messed up for life. They don't have that rehab that athletes have. And just the other bruises and everything he suffered from. But, I mean, when you call the cops, I mean, people are like, well, you called the cops? Like, you couldn't just check her?
Yeah.
So, again, it puts you in a place like, how do I check somebody that I can't put hands on? Of course, you can try to talk them off the ledge, talk them down. But if somebody is so mad and they're not listening, that doesn't work all the time. Yeah, you can walk away. But if they're following you, how do you get out of that situation? And even if you do call the cops, you got to wait for the cops to get there.
Yeah.
So would you run in the meantime?
But they said they said that, you know, he bailed her out of jail, though.
Yeah.
So,
But think about relationships that you've seen, and I only know this, and I don't want y'all to laugh at me, but, you know, you think about movies like Lifetime. You know, you always see a man beating on the woman, and the woman always goes and bails him out or always defends him. Maybe Ray J has this whole victim syndrome where he feels, even though he's a victim, he is taking care of the person who's victimized him, and he feels bad. Maybe he feels like it's his fault that she went through all this. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, usually a lot of people do think it's their fault, so they kind of just let it go. I mean, even if you go back to Ray Rice and Janae Rice, they kissed after the whole elevator fight incident. So
right.
I think sometimes people just have crazy tempers and they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's always not meant for the public to see it.
Right.
I'm not saying domestic violence is right, but you know, sometimes in situations like this, it's just hard to categorize them. Again, especially going back with it being Ray J.
Yeah.
And it being a man being abused by a woman, which people don't really take seriously, unfortunately.
But she's put her hands on him before, you know, during Love & Hip
Hop. So this is not the first time.
Yeah, during Love & Hip Hop, she hit him, and he pushed her into a pool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when she went through that whole thing where she was threatening to commit suicide after his friend died. And so she's very manipulative.
Well, okay, so we'll think about the suicide thing. So TMZ, you know, that they had the actual full audio of Ray J when he called into 911, and he was describing his fears that his girlfriend might kill him and then kill herself in a murder-suicide plot. And I guess she was upset because he took a picture with Karrueche, mm-hmm. Karrueche Tran, which we all know her to be Chris Brown's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He took a picture with her, and off of that picture, she was threatening to kill herself from seeing the picture and because he wanted to end the relationship with her. So those things may have been some telltale signs that, for one, mentally she's unstable, and that she may be somebody who, not only is she willing to hurt herself, but she might be willing to hurt somebody else. And we've seen the hurt. So I think this goes into a bigger issue, a bigger lesson of learning early in a relationship when somebody may be very unstable and maybe somebody you shouldn't want to keep, you know, dealing with.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is scary because go ahead, SP.
It goes along the lines of unhealthy relationships. I think a lot of times people think of unhealthy relationships. They do think about the abusive factor, but mental abuse is a big factor. When mm-hmm. somebody wants to hurt themselves or you, then it's time to take different measures, like go seek help and different things like that. So it is a very serious issue that needs to be addressed. It's not just a baby boy relationship where you argue, you fight, you break up to make up. Nah, this is something serious.
You make tacos, that really all that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah, you make tacos.
Well, listen, man, we want to know what you think about this particular topic. So go to mycolumbuspower.com, hit the Any Given Sunday tab, and chime in right now. This right here is Any Given Sunday on Power 107.5.